He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the October 29th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We are here back in Charleston, South Carolina, broadcasting live from the Best Stocks Now studios. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, 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 what have we here today? We've got a rally to start a new week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now, get this, up 345 points. That puts it back up above 25,000. We're at 25,033. The Dow is up 1.4%. The beleaguered NASDAQ up 122 points. It's up 1.7% right now. That puts the NASDAQ back at 7,289. We've got the S&P 500 up 47 points. That's a huge move there. That's the best performer of all. I got to believe that the energy stocks, the tech stocks, the financials, all participating today. I'll be dissecting the market throughout the day. You can watch me through my live trading subscription if you have interest there. The S&P is up 47 to 2706. That's a 1.8% move. The Russell 2000 is up 19 points to 1502. Crude oil, not up. It's up. It's down 46 cents, but I got to believe that some of those energy stocks, just looking at the strength of the S&P today, crude oil up, down 46 cents, 67.13. Gold down $3.30 to 12.32. And the 10-year yield up a little bit, 3.10 this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Back from Atlanta this week, getting rested up for our Sarasota trip, which is coming in about 3 weeks. I'll have more details on that to follow. It is a good start to the market this week. Let's go back, however, and remember what happened on Friday. We had all the markets down about 3% on Friday. Disappointing reports from Amazon and from Alphabet weighed heavily on the consumer discretionary sector, and the other FANG stocks, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, all getting shish kebabbed on Friday. Let's just take a look and see here if any of these FANG stocks are showing much interest here. Well, okay, Facebook's up 2.3% today. That's still a lousy, lousy chart on Facebook. I do not own any shares of Facebook. Amazon is not following through at all. Now, I sold Amazon on Friday. Amazon is down today, not participating in this move. Well, that's not a good sign, is it? Amazon is below its 200-day moving average. Let's look at Apple. Let's check in on our friends in Cupertino today. Apple is up 1.5%. Apple has held up very well throughout this entire correction that we've gone through, which is about 10, 11% right now on the NASDAQ. Let's check in on Netflix today. I do not own Netflix. Netflix, not a good chart at all. Netflix is up a paltry 1% today. And lastly, let's check in on Googled, which got Googled on Friday. Google is having, it's up 2% today, but that's not a good chart on Google. It seems to me that the leadership in the market is moving to other areas. And it's my job to try to figure out and alert you to where those areas are. And I'll be on the case all day long until the close of the market and then some. I don't see any activity in the semiconductors today. I see NVIDIA up just a little bit here today. Another highly watched technology stock. So tech stocks don't seem to be the leadership in the market today. We'll try to identify where the leadership is. Well, if you blinked your eyes, you missed the World Series, it seems like. Down and out, man. 4-1. Boston Red Sox, once again, World Series champions. Well, once they broke the curse, you know, then the curse was gone, and they've been a pretty good team. I just wonder how many people watch the World Series anymore. Boy, it used to be the whole world stopped to watch the World Series. I can remember in elementary school peeking in the janitor's closet where he had a TV tucked away, and we were all watching the World Series as little kids and as junior high schoolers and high schoolers. But now you've got so much media out there, entertainment available. I think the World Series has lost its luster. I can remember the day, well, you know, you see some of these old newspapers. That was the headline, the newspaper. Sox beat Dodgers. Chinese equities slipped 2.2% overnight. China continues to be under heavy pressure. China had a good day last week. China is firming up here. There is supposed to be a meeting between President Trump and President Xi on November 20th at the G20 summit. That thing has been on again, off again. I think that has everything to do with the future of the Chinese market and probably the future of the global growth in the economy. It would be nice to get that worry behind us, but Chinese equities not starting off on a good note here, while U.S. equities are. What about Brazil? Remember I talked about the candidate that was stabbed? He was left for dead. He recovered from his wounds. Not only did he recover from his wounds, he came back to win the election. A businessman, a right-wing businessman, Jair Bolsonaro, would it be Jair Bolsonaro? He wins Brazil's presidential election with 56% of the vote. Now, the far left socialists have run Brazil for the last 12, 13 years. They've run it into the ground. Massive crime, massive poverty. The Bovespa, that's the Brazilian stock market, has put in a huge rally since it began to become clear that Bolsonaro was going to pull off the victory. In fact, the Brazilian stock market is up 13% over the last 2 months. And as I look at the leading indexes around the world, Brazil right now is the number one index in the world. I want to say, let's just take a look. I want to say that their market is one of the few markets in the world that is positive. We're positive with today's move if we can hold on to it. But as of last Friday, the U.S. stock market had slipped slightly below the line to become red for the year. Let me check. I've got a lot of Brazilian stocks that have been rising to the top in my relative ranking system. I currently do not own any, but, you know, I'm open to it. Brazil's up 2.8%, which compares to the U.S. market. Wait a minute. We got to go year to date here. Brazil is down 1% for the year, about the same as the U.S. market, but it's had a heck of a run here over the last couple of weeks. Facebook, talk about Russians meddling in our election. How about Facebook discovering activity in a disinformation campaign tied to who? Tied to Iran. The company will disclose more details today, as a source told the news service. I don't think Iran likes Trump. I don't think Trump likes Iran. I think the feeling is mutual there. Trump ended the nuclear peace treaty, or their promise to not produce any nuclear weapons, and they're not happy. In August, Facebook said it took down several hundred pages, groups, and accounts due to activity originating in Iran and Russia. Well, let's not forget that they're tight. They're in cahoots with one another, Iran and Russia. They're best buddies. They've got a common enemy over here in the U.S. We have a deal To start the week, IBM acquires Red Hat. I used to own Red Hat. The only Red Hat I have now is my San Diego State cap, the Aztecs. 6-1 on the year in football. They finally got beat on Saturday. But I used to own Red Hat. Red Hat, IBM paying $190 a share. Man, are they anteing up to buy Red Hat? Seems to me like they could have got it a lot cheaper. But Red Hat is back to its old all-time high. It's up 47% today. And now that is a NASDAQ stock. That has a lot to do with the move in the NASDAQ. IBM, on the other hand, which hasn't done anything right in about 10 years, still can't do anything right. IBM is down today. They think they paid too much. That's what the analysts and investors think. I think so, too. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now, the Best Stocks Now Radio. The good news is the rally is hanging in there today. We're not losing it yet. We have a good start to a new trading week here, and the week that will end October. Bring October to a close, please. Let's start November. October was not a good month in the market, but I will be going over during the week. I don't know if I'll get to it today. I'll try to. But how this earnings season is going. We have about more than half of the companies now have reported earnings. And there's been a major change to the expectations for this year and next year, which I outlined in my newsletter over the weekend. This, to me, is the most important indicator of all. There is no more important indicator in the market than earnings. There is no more important indicator in an individual stock than earnings. The second most important indicator are the charts of the stocks, the charts that these stocks and these indexes trace out. Well, Microsoft became the second most valuable U.S. company. Amazon dropped from its perch. Let's just give an update here on where we're at. Is Apple hanging on to a trillion? Yes, 1,058,000,000. But Amazon's big drop here recently takes it down to 800 billion. Okay, now let's not forget Amazon hit a trillion. It hit 1 trillion back in late August of this year. That was about the top of the NASDAQ, believe it or not. And Amazon is now down 20% from that high that it set back in August of this year. So $800 billion is where Amazon is now. Microsoft, on the other hand, is now at $831 billion. So it's got a $1 billion lead. Jeff Bezos is no longer the richest, well, he might be the richest man on earth, but he no longer is the CEO of a trillion-dollar company. It's only a paltry $800 billion right now as Microsoft reclaims second place. Well, what's driving this market today? I'm going to venture a guess that it's earnings. This week, let's take a look at how many companies will be reporting earnings this week. Last week, we had 155 companies report earnings. This coming week, we will have, as I scroll through my newsletter, we will have another 139 companies from the S&P 500 reporting earnings this week. 48% of the companies in the S&P 500, this is as of Friday, have now reported earnings. 77% have beat their earnings estimates. That's about average. While 59% have beat their revenue estimates. There's the weak spot right now in the earnings season that a lot of companies have missed their sales or revenue estimates. However, having said that, when this earnings season started a few weeks ago, we were expecting this quarter to produce earnings that are 19.5% greater than last quarter, same quarter last year. And as of Friday, with half of the companies now reporting, that's up to 22.5%. Isn't that good news? Absolutely. And I got to believe that that has something to do with the rally in the market. The expectations were for this quarter to be 19.5% higher in earnings than the same comparable quarter last year. Instead, right now we're on track to do 22.5. That's phenomenal in my book. Sales growth is currently expected to be 7.6% greater than the same quarter last year. And the other good news that came out of the earnings reports and the sell-off in the market is that the forward PE of the S&P 500 has gone down from 15.9 last week. It closed at 15.5 on Friday. Now, that's the cheapest the market has been in quite some time. Where should the market be trading? Well, you know, there's a lot of variables to come up with that number. But if we look at the five-year average forward PE of the market, it's 16.3. The 10-year average is 14.5, but that goes through some really tough years there in 08. And right now, we're at 15.5, which is way less than the five-year average of 16.3. And this comes while the economy is accelerating. So I don't want to hear anybody saying out there on Fox Business or on CNBC or on Bloomberg that this is an expensive market. It's priced for perfection. You know how many times I hear that? Oh, this market is priced for perfection right here, Roger. We don't know about this market at this level, Joe or George or whoever. Well, 15.5 is not that expensive. It was trading at 18.4 times earnings when we started the year. And I remember Warren Buffett at that time saying that the market was not that expensive. It could sustain this multiple, which was 18.4. Well, Mr. Buffett, now we're at 15.5. You got an itchy trigger finger? Are you buying? Maybe they're buying in there more Apple here today. I don't know. How about General Electric? How about General Electric? Kicked out of the Dow. One of the worst CEOs of all time. Down another 4.4% on Friday as analysts warn it may owe billions more on insurance reserves. Ouch. And I got to say this, I saw a portfolio from a well-known nationwide portfolio manager. I saw a copy of what he owns on a statement from a person I met with in Atlanta. And I was shocked to see that he still owns GE and that he still owns Tencent Holdings. These two stocks have been totally clobbered. And my main message in my newsletter over the weekend, give me a D, give me an E. You know when it's third down and two and it's crucial? What does the crowd start chanting? Defense. And they hold up the sign. One guy holds up a D, another guy holds up a fence. I've actually seen people carry in pieces of fences into the stadium. Well, I see them on TV. But the message is, hey, how about a little defense? You cannot have the offense on the field at all times in the stock market. You cannot have the offense on the field at all times in the bond market. You cannot have the offense on the field at all times in the real estate market. Savvy investors know when to pull some chips off the table and play a little bit of defense. And if you've got a stock down 50% or more in your portfolio, I have to question your defensive coordinator, huh? Maybe it's time to find a new defensive coordinator. This is Bill Gunderson. I'm the offensive and defensive coordinator here. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. We have a good start to a new week after a lousy finish to an old week last week. October has not been kind to the market. All the gains for the year were wiped out in October. Well, we've got 2 months left in the year to try to get those gains back. Well, you got to play defense from time to time in the market. I continue to have a very high cash position. But at the same time, I also did some buying on Friday where I thought maybe there was a little capitulation towards the end of the day. And I bought three in rapid succession right there in the last couple hours of the market. And I'll be on the prowl again today, seeing which way the wind blows today. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Just Bill Gunderson, right, in the market. Well, Jeffrey Gundlach, he watches the bond winds blow. That's his specialty. He is the double line CEO, which manages a lot of fixed income funds. He is considered the new bond guru, replacing Bill Gross. He says investors need to be defensive. Now, where have I heard that word before? Well, it was the subject of my newsletter over the weekend. He says you have to be defensive on two fronts when it comes to fixed income investing, otherwise known as the bond market. He said you have interest rate risk. Yes, the Fed is raising rates. Interest rates continue to drift higher. And that makes the value of the bond market go lower. They have an inverse relationship with one another. They don't get along. One goes one way, the other goes the other way. And he says that you have to watch credit risk. Well, when I see Tesla floating junk bonds at 7.5%, when I see Uber floating junk bonds, and there's more demand than what can be supplied, you got to be pretty nervous about folks chasing yield. Here's what Gundlach says about the corporate bond market, where a lot of people are fishing these days for those higher yields. He says that the corporate bond market is going to get much worse when the next recession comes. Well, yeah, I agree with that. He says he advises that investors don't wait for the last ounce of return. In other words, sell them now. And this guy manages fixed income portfolios, saying it's like picking up dimes in front of a steamroller. Did you catch that last word on the corporate bond market? A steamroller. Well, you look at your portfolio. If you've got an asset allocation portfolio, you've got a lot of bonds in your portfolio, including a lot of corporate bonds, which he's talking about here. This guy is considered the bond guru in today's world. He's quoted all the time, Jeffrey Gundlach. He says, get out of the way of a steamroller headed for the corporate bond market. Well, another area that investors look to for clues on the economy, all right? Yes, we watch the yield curve. That's a big one. We watch that yield curve for an inversion where short-term rates go beyond the return for longer-term rates. That's called an inverted yield curve. We haven't seen that yet. Right now we're at about 26 basis points between the two. But other such indicators over the years of the economy, one of them has been copper. Copper prices have fallen 17% from four-year highs set in June. Okay, as recently as June, we had four-year highs in copper. And you can track the price of copper. There's a couple of ETFs that track copper. Hurt by worries that weakness in China's economy will lead to lower demand for metals widely used in construction and manufacturing. Therein lies the link between copper prices and a predictor, and it being a predictor for the global economy. When copper prices fall, that's telling us that we're Copper is anticipating a slower global economy. Well, let's not forget that a strong dollar has also hurt copper and other base metals by making them more expensive for overseas buyers. And that's been a big bugaboo, too. I also track the U.S. dollar on a daily basis. King Dollar, Larry Kudlow, is in charge. He's Donald Trump's chief economic advisor. He belongs in a strong dollar. He believes in a strong dollar. There are ETFs that go inverse base metals. Oh, boy, there's ETFs on everything. BOM is the inverse base metals. I look at those inverse funds every single day looking for opportunities. Well, you can also look at some of the copper stocks. Let's take a look at FCX, which is Freeport-McMoRan. It's hitting a new 52-week low. There's a great indicator of global expectations, Freeport-McMoRan. And let's not forget Southern Copper, SCCO. SCCO is also hitting new 52-week lows. So keep your eye on copper. The recent moves in copper, given its reputation as Dr. Copper, why did they call it Dr. Copper? Its predictive powers predicting turning points in the economy, suggests that investors are not optimistic about the outlook for equities. Keep your eye on copper. You know, there's a lot of things to keep your eye on, isn't there? Interest rates, the inverted yield curve, earnings. I still say earnings and charts. Earnings number one, charts number two. All right, a lot of analysts are shrugging off Alphabet's miss. Well, I'm just here to tell you, if you're counting on analysts that cover these companies to warn you when to sell these companies, think again. They were no help in the year 2000. They were no help in the year 2008, and they won't be any help when the next bear market takes hold. You know what they do all the way down? Oh, they lower it from strong buy to buy or something like that after it's down 40%. I've watched how they work over the years. You say, well, Bill, don't you trust the analysts for the earnings estimates? That's all I can tell you is when a company reports earnings, it's almost within a penny or two of the analyst estimates, isn't it? Now, as far as the analyst recommendations, buy, sell, hold, I rely on myself. And I rely on my own eyeballs and what I'm seeing on my screen versus what they're telling me on other screens. You are your own best advocate for your portfolio. Do not ignore what you see going on in the market. And don't feel comforted when someone comes on and says, well, we still like Google here. We think the sell-off was overdone. And I'm looking at the chart, and it looks like the sell-off is continuing today. They said the same thing about Amazon last week. Oh, we're not too worried about this. All right. Well, I don't think they own any shares in their portfolio. If they own shares in their portfolio and they saw their portfolio shrinking, maybe they'd be a little bit more nervous. Anyways, we are now getting some good signs in the market again. As you enter into the earnings season, companies' buybacks of their own shares halts. They're in a quiet period because they have to announce buybacks, repurchase of their own shares, and they can't do that during a quiet period. Well, a lot of quiet periods are now ending, and we've got two companies. I use this as an example. There's probably a lot of companies now that are starting to buy their own shares back, and that helps the market. That was one of the excuses given for the correction in the market, was the sudden drying up of companies buying their own shares back. Well, Northrop Grumman today has entered into an accelerated share repurchase agreement, They are buying back. They've announced they can't tell you when they'll be buying, how much they'll be buying. They give wide ranges. But in this case, they're saying they want to repurchase about $1 billion of common stock. All right, that's Northrop Grumman. And here's another one. Leidos Corp has entered into an accelerated share repurchase agreement with Citibank to repurchase $250 million of company's common stock. The company expects the accelerated share repurchases to be completed during the current fiscal quarter. Well, that may provide a lift now to the market, which has been missing. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I'm not seeing a really broad, healthy advance in the market. I'm just giving you my observations here. Seems to be pretty narrow. Seems to be a little bit on the weak side, not broad. I see a lot of movement in the auto sector. That because China is looking to lower sales taxes on automobiles, and that's got a rally going on. General Motors, Ford, Tesla, Daimler, etc. And that's a lot of the big rally here in the market today. And I'm not seeing a lot of really healthy action yet in the market. I continue to have a high degree of cash sitting on the sidelines right now waiting. I'll be going through my database today to see what I can see. I bought three little ones on Friday. Well, I got to talk about Sarasota here for a moment. I will be back in Sarasota from November 14th through the 16th. I want to say that's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I got to look that up. I'm scheduled to speak to the American Association of Individual Investors Sarasota chapter. You can Google that and figure out how to buy a ticket to that. I don't get paid. But they charge, I guess, I don't know, for their cookies, whatever, the space, whatever. And you have to be a member. If you're not a member of the club, then you have to pay to come. But I also will be available on November 14th, 15th, and 16th to meet with folks. I will have a chunk of my team down there with me, not the whole team. But I will be down there in Sarasota that week meeting with folks. I will be available for appointments. They already, we've got quite a few people that have signed up to take advantage of that. If you'd like to book an appointment with me while I'm in Sarasota, you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or visit the website GundersonCapital.com. And then in early December, I will be headed to Scottsdale, Phoenix, Sun City West area. And I'm going to give a speech to an investment club there. That is a private event. Visitors not welcome. But I'm also lining up a public event there. We'll find a little small gathering place somewhere where I can gather folks in that area and talk to them about the market. I will also be available for appointments in Scottsdale. That's right around the December 5th time frame. So those are our next two trips. Sarasota, November 14th, 15th, 16th, and Arizona. The Sun City West, Scottsdale, Phoenix area. Not sure where I'm going to have that workshop. We're working on that right now, the first week of December. All right, let's finish with the news here. We've got auto stocks in rally mode with China considering a sales tax cut. Why doesn't China just come to the table and resolve these differences, you know, stealing our trade secrets, stealing our technology. That's a no-no. You got to come forward with some kind of a concrete plan, and let's get this global economy going again. Instead, they're considering reducing the sales tax on new cars by 50% as a way to stoke demand. The development follows a formal request by the China Automobile Dealers Association to push the tax rate from 10% to 5%. Ouch, they pay 10%. They're right up there with California. In pre-market trading, General Motors, Ford, well, they're having a good day because of this. And it's part of what really got the market, stoked the market furnace here this morning. I'm not a fan of either stock, however. Ford is having a good day. It's up 6% this morning. Goldman Sachs sees 30% upside on Ford, raising their target price from $9 to $12. Well, if you're looking for a dividend, Ford has a 6.7% dividend yield. But here's the rub. Ford began the year at $10. Well, it got up to $12 per share in June, and it's lost about 25% of its value here. You've had to write it down 25% in order to get your 6.7% dividend yield. I don't think that's a very good trade-off myself. And one more here. Loop Capital steps to the Western Digital sidelines. You know what? I mean, everything in the tech sector basically is under pressure. Western Digital is a storage, a memory device company, Seagate Technology, selling off with Western Digital. You've got the chip stocks like NVIDIA and AMD getting stomped last week. You've got the chip stock equipment makers like Applied Materials, ASML, Lam Research, etc., still extremely weak. The tech sector just does not look that good right now. The question is, can the market continue to go higher without help from the tech sector? Well, if you didn't read my newsletter over the weekend, I put a lot of work into it. I summed up where we're at so far in the earnings season. I updated my target prices for the S&P for this year and for next year. That's critical. It's based on actual numbers. It's not based on my, opinions. It's based on actual numbers. So you might want to look at that. That was in the newsletter this past weekend. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I've been writing the newsletter for over 20 years. I think I have a pretty good ear to the ground when it relates, as it relates to the global economy, the U.S. economy, interest rates, currencies, Forex, you name it, inflation, federal banks, city banks, central banks. It's all comes into play into your portfolio, right on down to your 401k. And I did make some changes there to my suggested 401k allocation right now that so many people have exposure to. Well, we are off to a good start this week, but I got to say, it's really not a broad-based, wow, let's get back into this market before we miss out type of action that I'm witnessing in the market. I can't wait to dig in here to some of these individual stocks because that's where I learn more than anything. If you want to sign up for Sarasota, go to the website. If you want to sign up for Phoenix area, Scottsdale in December, go to the website and you can book an appointment with Bill Gunderson. All right. This is Bill Gunderson. This has been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day.
This is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.